Chapter 16. Dorothy is unhappy. Poor Dorothy cried all the time, and her friends were very sorry for her. The Tin Woodman cried a little too. "Now I shall never see my Aunt Em and my Uncle Henry," she said to her friends one day. They were all in the throne room. The Scarecrow was now the ruler of the Emerald City. He sat on the big throne, and his comrades stood before him. "Dear Dorothy," said the Scarecrow, "we all like this beautiful Emerald City. It is nice to live here, isn't it? Don't think about your Kansas. Then we can all be happy here." "But I don't want to live here," cried Dorothy. "I want to go back to Kansas and live with Aunt Em and Uncle Henry." "But what can we do? How can we help you?" asked the Tin Woodman. "I must think about it," said the Scarecrow. He thought and thought. Then he said, "Let us call the Green Soldier and ask him to help us." So they called the Green Soldier. "This little girl," the Scarecrow said to him, "wants to go back to Kansas. How can she do it?" "Only Ozma can help her," answered the Green Soldier.
"Who is Ozma?" said Dorothy.
"Ozma is the Good Witch of the South. She is the ruler of the Land of Oz. I know she will help you. She is very kind."
"How shall I find her?" asked Dorothy.
"You must go to the South," answered the Green Soldier. "It's very easy to find her palace, but the way there is full of dangers." With these words, the soldier left the room. The Scarecrow thought hard. He thought and thought. Then he said, "The best thing for Dorothy is to go to Ozma and ask for her help."
"Yes, I shall go to the country of the South," said Dorothy. "I can't stay here."
"I shall go with Dorothy," said the lion. "I don't want to stay in the city. I want to help Dorothy. I am not cowardly now."
"Well," said the Tin Woodman, "I shall go with Dorothy too. I have a big kind heart. It tells me that I must not leave Dorothy when she wants help."
"When shall we start?" asked the Scarecrow.
"Are you going too?" they asked.
"Yes, I am," said the Scarecrow. "Dorothy helped me to get my wonderful brains. How can I leave her now when she wants help?"
"Thank you all, my dear friends," said Dorothy. "You are very kind to me. I want to start at once."
"We shall start tomorrow morning," said the Scarecrow. Early next morning, the Green Soldier unlocked their eyeglasses. Then he opened the gate for them. Our friends started on their way. They were happy. Dorothy hoped to get home, and her friends were glad that they could help her. It was a very long way to the country of the South, and they met with many dangers. They walked through dark forests full of beasts. They went up high mountains. Wicked giants tried to kill them. But each time their love for one another helped them. At last they came to a rich and happy country. It was the country of the South. They saw green fields, beautiful rivers, small houses, and nice gardens full of fruit. At last they came to a very beautiful palace. It was Ozma's palace. Three beautiful young girl soldiers stood before the gate. One of them came up to Dorothy and asked,
"Where do you come from? What do you want here?"
"We have come to see Ozma, the Good Witch of the South, who rules the Land of Oz," said Dorothy. "Please take us to her."
"What is your name?" asked one of the girl soldiers. "We shall go to Ozma and tell her about you." Dorothy told them her name. The girl soldier went into the palace. When she came back, she said to Dorothy, "Ozma asks you to come in." The girl soldier took our friends to a big throne room where they saw Ozma on a beautiful throne.